This is a program that GSA has been doing for a while, this awards program?
Since 1990. We do it every 2 years.
And every 2 years, how big is the competition?
It ranges anywhere from 80 to 120 projects.
So,
are reviewed by a jury of private sector, design, art, and construction professionals.
And what is it you look for? What makes an excellent building in the competition?
We give the jury eight criteria, and they have to apply them based upon the particular project, because we have everything from publications to federal buildings to courthouses. I'll give you some of the criteria. Of course, first and foremost, every project needs to meet GSA's program objectives and requirements, to make sure that whatever the client, asked for, we had provided. So that's kind of, a bottom line. After that, they look to see, does it meet all the technical and functional proficiency aspects for the client? What are the aesthetic sensibilities? What was the cost of the project? How did it do on terms of life cycle basis? Was the project delivered on time? Were there innovations in the project that would help for future projects at GSA? And I think, really the bottom line comes down to how would giving this project an award serve as a model for other projects? How can it be replicated? Once in a while we do have projects which are totally unique, say, World War II Memorial received an award in the past. But we want projects in which all of our regions and people in the design profession can learn from.
And so some of the areas, architecture on the boards, modernization, preservation, landscape architecture. So you can actually win for having interesting architectural design in your landscape features.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not just interested in what the building looks like. We're interested in the entire civic spaces that GSA is creating in the communities. That's extremely important in terms of urban design, landscape design.
Well, give us an example of art in architecture. That sounds great.
GSA has a program called Art in Architecture. 0.5% of the estimated construction cost of every new building or major modernization is set aside to commission site-specific artworks to enhance the buildings for the public. And so there is a whole program of looking at the artworks which have been commissioned, which is also part of what we call the design program. This year, the art project that won was actually a whole series of artworks that were commissioned for the new Eugene Courthouse in Oregon.
It seems like GSA is giving a lot more attention to the workspace interior, the interiors of buildings that workers encounter, because I know that GSA for many years has been looking at different types of workstations and mini environments per worker that make it much more pleasant to come to work and be more productive than the classic cubicle, the Dilbert type environment.
Yes. I mean, our primary mission of the Public Building Service and GSA is to provide superior workspaces for the federal employees. And whether that's in a new building or modernization or historic building, the workplace is of utmost importance to us. Not only the individual spaces in which people work, but, how they can collaborate and form teams, also to make sure that they are in a good environmental quality space, also in a secure space.
And does the energy efficiency or any of that factor into these design awards?
Absolutely. We have a specific category for sustainability. GSA is at the forefront of sustainability and high-performance buildings. We have a lot of mandates from Congress that we have to meet, and part of the whole stimulus package is really about our improving the energy efficiency of federal buildings and being a model for the private sector.
So it sounds like if you look at the GSA headquarters building in D.C., that could probably use a little work. It's a little bit of, looks like maybe the Shoemaker's Children. Are you going to do something about that place one of these years?
I believe that our building, we've talked about renovating it, but Let me say that, you know, there's only so much money, and we first have to look at what our clients need in terms of their workspace, not what GSA needs in terms of it. So, again, when you're looking at resources and how you can allocate them, we have a very historic building in a prominent location, and we hope that someday soon we can, you know, actually modernize it. But our clients really come first.
So this is going to be a ceremony tomorrow at the Ronald Reagan Building. Is it open to the public, or is it just for those that are considered under the awards?
Yeah, we welcome the public to come at 2 p.m. to the amphitheater in the Reagan Building, which is a great GSA building in Washington.
It's a beautiful building. It's got a nice goodie center, too, where you can get a good lunch.
Great place to get lost in.
Yeah, you can do that, too. And so do the companies, beyond the recognition, wonderful recognition from GSA, are there other elements of this that make it a desirable award? In other words, are you likely to get more contracts if you get an award like this, or is there any other survivability that comes after this award?
Well, we're the U.S. government, and we have to compete, and give everyone an opportunity for federal contracts since they're paid for by taxpayers' money. Obviously, people submit their portfolios, and if they've won an award, that wraps into it. You win a GSA award, but it doesn't guarantee you. It doesn't put you on any list in the future. You know, we expect each project, you know, people to do their best. And past performance is very important, but it's never a guarantee, you know, for the future. You can't just rest on your laurels.